is 3BA's Ballarat today as we talk all things sport and, yeah, probably a little bit of basketball with four-time Olympian and the man behind Ballarat Salt Rooms, Mr. Ray Borner. G'day, Ray.
Hey, Brett, how are you? We need a little bit of patience talking to me, so that's a good thing. Thanks for the intro.
Yeah, I actually did put that song in there quite deliberately. There was no accident. Oh, we got some topics to talk about today. You'll be devastated. We're not going to talk cricket today. I know that'll upset you.
Well, I heard Darren Berry speak 2 days ago, so there goes my cricket.
You've had your fill.
Yep.
We're going to talk athletics. We're going to talk LeBron. We're going to talk concussion. Naturally, though, as a four-time boomer, I want to talk to you about yachting this morning.
Thank you very much.
That was an awkward pause.
Why wouldn't we talk about yachting? What a wonderful sport if you've got $1 billion to throw away.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's kind of like polo, isn't it? Is it overly elite, or can you compete in a little tinny up on the lake?
We go down to Indented Heads reasonably often, and there's a yacht club there, and they have kids learning how to sail. Mm. So at the basic level, it's not an expensive sport to get into. And even Lake Wendouree, I know that the yacht club there has a membership where you can go and use the yachts whenever you want, and it's quite cheap. Mm. But when you start to get up into the elite level, that's when it becomes really expensive.
Did you see some of the images from the America's Cup in Auckland?
I didn't think they were yachting.
What do you think they were flying?
I thought they were hydroplanes. You have a look at the designs of the yachts, there is almost nothing in the water. And so with that, you say, what's the background? And then we go back to when Australia won it and we had the wing keel.
Mm.
And the development from the wing keel to what we've got now, where it's only the keel that's in the water, basically. So that is something that we can hang our hat on. But you need somebody like Alan Bond to be putting in millions and millions and millions of dollars so that you can compete at that top echelon.
I was going to ask you, Ray, the America's Cup, as you say, Australia did win that ultimate trophy. We've all got those images of Bob Hawke at the time and in that great blazer he was wearing saying, anyone who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum. It was great. But since then, where are the Aussies on the world stage when it comes to the America's Cup?
Well, we had the regatta in Perth just after that, and that's it. And again, without Alan Bond or somebody that has got a fortune behind them to pour into the sport, you're not going to get anywhere because it's not something that the government's going to fund. And New Zealand's obviously has those people behind them to spend the money, whereas we don't. And so, therefore, we've lost interest in it.
Australia's America's Cup team brought to you by the Salt Rooms. Could that be a thing?
It certainly could be. And you'll be backing my backing.
I don't think we're going to get in the water, Ray. We're not going anywhere near the water.
Toes aren't wet.
Let's go to Tokyo today, or our thoughts anyway to Tokyo, with the Olympics bearing down on us in July. An interesting yarn this week. England's athletic squad came back from the national championships or European championships in Poland. 9 of them had coronavirus. Can we possibly still run an Olympic Games this year?
Well, I think they're starting to talk about that it's only going to be Japanese people in the audience or in the crowds. Mm-hmm. And so with that, there's not going to be cross-infections of bringing COVID into the country apart from separating the athletes from everybody else. Don't forget, we're still a long way out. Those 9 athletes that have got it won't have it.
Mm.
When it's time to go. So I'm not concerned about it, and really it's something on the sporting horizon that we really need to be looking forward to.
If you flipped it around and the Olympics were coming to Melbourne, say, would you be happy about it, all those internationals arriving?
Well, we do it now.
Yeah, we did it for the tennis, didn't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so long as we've got the right processes in place, there's no reason why it can't go ahead.
Okay. Watch this space on the Olympics, as you say, Ray, perhaps a Japanese crowd only. Ray Borner, so much talk over the last few weeks about concussion when it comes to footy. We know Gill and co. at the AFL have just rolled out the new injury substitution rule, so it's not just concussion, but it's serious injuries. I want to talk to you about your time as an elite athlete and concussion. What sort of things did you see, especially on the basketball court?
Yeah, there's often times where people either get hit inadvertently during a rebound or a clash to get the ball. Also, when players take charges, sometimes they'll fall back, land on their buttocks, and then bang their head onto the floorboards. And I know that I did that numerous amount of times, and sometimes it took a little bit longer to get up, and other times when you got up quickly, you were certainly a little bit dazed. So, you know, I've no doubts that I've been concussed throughout my career.
Does basketball still have a concussion problem?
Oh, it always will. Yeah. Any sport where there's contact or contact between players and contact with the ground, there's going to be a time that somebody's head might hit the ground. So, you know, it can happen and will happen.
So the AFL's sub rule, good call, bad call, right?
Oh, I think it's any time that you're able to sub somebody out with a major injury in the team, you can't put it lightly, but the team loses that player and you can replace them with somebody, that's a good thing.
Mm, I think it was used last night, ironically not for concussion injuries, with Silvani and Vlosten, I think, both out and both being subbed out of the game. Let's talk some more basketball, Ray Borner. LeBron James, he goes okay, doesn't he?
He's got a bit of game about him.
Yeah, a little bit. Now, tell me about this triple-double thing I keep hearing about. What is it and why is it so important?
It's not that it's overly important. It just shows what a great player can do, what a great player can do. And so a triple-double is reaching double figures in a stat. So whether it's a rebound, points, assist, steals, they're the good ones. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to have a triple or a double in turnovers. But if you can pick up the other ones, then that shows that you're contributing to the team. And I was just thinking about this when we looked at the questions. And the thing about it is that back in the old days, you would have a point guard looking after the ball, so he was always going to get lots of assists and score his points. A big guy would be getting rebounds and points, and so usually you'd get people with double-doubles. But the modern-day game, you have LeBron, who carries the ball, shoots the ball, and passes the ball. So he's got the ball, when you look at his team, he's got the ball probably 75% of the time. So, you know, inevitably he's going to get his triple-double.
Did you ever get a triple-double?
Maybe in the turnover stat I might have picked one up, but I don't think I picked one up with the assist column.
I'm speaking to four-time Olympian Ray Borner on Ballarat Today this morning. Ray, I want to speak to you about a couple of new things at the Salt Rooms in just a moment, but one final sporting topic today. We know the Miners will be playing in the NBL1 South season. No imports this year because of COVID, clearly. Look, that could enhance local talent, but do you think fans are going to want more?
Oh, I think fans will be happy with whatever we put on the floor. You know, as soon as you've got a team on the floor, the player or the fans are going to come out and support that team. It's always going to be good to have more local players, but you'll find that the coaching staff and administration will be pulling in players from other parts of Australia as well to boost the local stocks. And there's still imports running around. You know, there's still guys that haven't gone back to Europe or gone back to the States that, you know, they might be able to pick up. So, you know, at the moment it looks as though it won't be, but there's always the opportunity to find somebody that, you know, who's just finished their NBL season looking for a casual game.
Kyle Evans from the 3BA newsroom in around 10 minutes' time. Now, there's an embargoed media release or a press conference, if you like, coming up this afternoon about a significant Miners announcement. I think we've got permission to break that, Ray, so that's coming up very, very shortly, which is exciting. Ray, just before we let you go today, what on earth is Spinal Flow? Is it a heavy rock band at the Salt Rooms? What's going on here?
It's no Guns N' Roses, but Spinal Flow, it's a new modality that we've just introduced into the Salt Rooms, and it's all about opening up the spinal area where we're getting the nervous system to do its job. So it's similar to chiropractic, where you go to a chiropractor and they call them sublations, where they'll crack you, basically in layman's terms, crack your back. Mm-hmm. Whereas we are very gentle about it and will only be touching somebody's spine. And then with that, that generates a message between the point that we're placing our fingers on to the brain, opening up that knowledge pathway and getting the spinal, what we call spinal flow, to open up and heal areas. And it's, you know, I've been doing the course for the last 6 weeks now and have just found it fascinating. And, you know, I'm allowed to do a little bit of practice on my wife, and the benefits that she started to show out of it have been really good. And there's a lady down from Queensland that is going to be working out of the Ballarat Salt Rooms, and she's going to be running it for us, and I'll join her once I've completed my course.
Exciting times at the Ballarat Salt Rooms. Enjoy talking yachting with you, Ray, this morning. Fascinating stuff.
It's been your pleasure yet again.
It has indeed. I wonder what I'm going to come up with next month. Something we might go table tennis or something. Ray Vaughner, thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Good on you.